Sounds like you're ahead of schedule there, huh?
Better ahead than behind.
Call the meeting to order. We have our pledge to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Gaylord?
Here.
Crunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Sansom?
Here.
Town?
Here.
Quorum present?
Okay, first item is hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Ron, did you come with any, anyone else have comments, non-agenda items? Okay. Next item is new business. Consider bid award for South Park Street reconstruction. Consideration of approval of the Park Street construction bid from the low bidder, Team Elmers, for $617,500, and authorize the city manager and staff to complete the necessary documents and budget amendments. This time I will turn it over to Dan Meads for the summary, and after that we'll move to Larry and then to the commission. Dan, could you?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, as the commission is aware, we've gone out to bids for the Park Street projects. We received four bids, and Team Elmers was the lowest bid. Bids came in slightly higher than the original project estimates, and it's still within the amount that we had in the CDBG grant, but it uses up most of the reserve funds or contingency funds before we start work. We should be able to complete the project. I'm fairly confident of that. There are a couple of items where we may save some funds, but it's entirely possible that we'll go slightly over the amount that's budgeted at the end. I wanted to make sure you were aware of that prior to the project and have you authorize any additional amount you might feel was necessary for contingency or an amount you don't normally see. Team Elmers is a good contractor. They've done the majority of the downtown work. The crew that's working for them has basically done all of the downtown projects, either through them or with another contractor that they worked with previously, so I'm comfortable with the people that are on the job. And prices, I don't think if we did anything different, I don't think there's any way we'd see much difference in prices. They could well go up if we waited, so I think
Larry?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dave covered most everything I wanted to. I'll just talk about the bids a little bit. There were four bidders. We had two, the two low bidders were quite close together and obviously bidding the same plans, hopefully. The other two were either busy or, for some other reason, quite a bit higher. But the two bids are close together. They're just slightly over 1%, which is a good sign. The low bidder was very close to our final engineer's estimate of $612,000. I did also talk to both the low bidders, or both of the two bidders there, that both of them expressed, trying to investigate whether or not rebidding this for spring construction would help the pricing. And both of them currently need work and are bidding, supposedly bidding aggressively. So what they're saying are, these are good prices. If we were to delay it and rebid for spring construction, we're kind of taking a chance, especially on things like asphalt prices or copper wire, those kinds of things, which fluctuate quite a bit. So after doing that kind of research and getting back with Mr. Kane, our recommendation is also to proceed with award of the project as long as you're comfortable with the budget. The project would be awarded in the amount of $617,500. Dan had suggested additional contingency money in the budget, but of course, none of that is approved without change orders that come back to you for approval. So we're not going to, just because if you approve additional budget in the case of a contingency, that doesn't mean you spend it. It's only if something comes up, we come back to you with a change order, and then you approve it from there. So it's not a blanket approval. But the 617.5 is the low bidder, appears to be a good price, it's a good contractor. We would recommend award subject to MEDC approval. Because, of course, we do have to, because of the federal funding, we do have to go with the lowest responsible bidder. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Our department heads, Andy, Jeff, Hugh.
I'm agreeing with all the proposals that have been presented to you this morning. It's a good project. The numbers are what they are at this point. I think we should proceed.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, we'll move to the commission for discussion. Let's start with Derek this morning.
Thank you, Mayor. Dan, where do you see the potential need for the contingency monies?
When you're working underground, quite often there are things that aren't on the plans or don't anticipate prior to construction. Mm-hmm. They can range from minor to something, or they could run into something. The pipe isn't going to fit where it's designed. They have to reroute things. It takes more parts. You can run into materials or debris underground. They have to be removed that aren't part of the contract. It's items like that. The majority of the projects over the last 10 years, we've been within budget on all of them. Occasionally, we're under the original construction estimate. Sometimes we're slightly into the contingency funds, but we've kept all of them pretty much within the budgeted limits. And the contingency fund, Larry can correct me, is how this gets developed. Basically, when we start with a project, we have an estimate for how much it's going to cost. We'll request funding, but CDBG won't put all of the funding in a construction account. They want a certain amount set aside beyond that, so if anything goes wrong, you can complete the project, or to ensure that it's completed. Anything that goes beyond the amount that's within their grant budgets is the city's responsibility. We're spending most of the money that's within the grant to award the contract, so if there are any overruns, it would be the city's responsibility to maintain or pick that up, and that's reasonable.
Okay, the original approval amount was around, like Larry said, around 612. Indicated 600 more than originally bid or proposed. So why are we asking for another 12 to 20,000? Wouldn't that have covered the contingency at the original rate anyways?
Can I address that?
Yes.
Okay. There are two different things in that memo that you're right. referring to. One is the original engineering estimate, the preliminary estimate we did to obtain the grant, and that was a total of, and that was done in December of 2010. Mm-hmm. And that was, it was 560 some thousand plus another 60 in contingency, so it was about 625,000 total between construction and contingency. So if you're to award at 617.5, you've got 8,000 or so in contingencies. Okay. Typically, when we go into construction, we only have about 3%, which in that case, then 617, we're talking about 18,000 instead of 6, so it's another 12 to 20,000 just to have budgeted. Dan mentioned exactly what contingencies are for. We do a unit price bid based on estimates of footages and all of those kinds of things. We also did include a fair amount to cover ourselves in the case of poor soils. We have a subgrade underpinning amount, and it works out to about $22,000. But if they don't run into those, you know, we don't use that. And so we've got a little bit of built-in contingency, but it's just really a budgeting matter. How comfortable are we with these bids, and that there's not something going to overrun? And we just don't want you to think that 617.5 is a bid. But there are things that can come up during underground construction that could cause that to go up somewhat. And so we're recommending 3% contingency going in, budgeted, not approved for spending, but budgeted. In case something comes up, we come back to you with a change order.
Think about some of the issues we had on North Park Street and Vogel Street.
The best example for the reason for contingency I could give you would be in 2002-2003, we were building a new reservoir on South Hill. When we went up there and started digging, we ran into an old half million gallon reservoir. We had to pay the contractor to take the one out before he could build the new one. We didn't know it was up there. The committee said this was where they put it. They just buried it.
At what point do we put the onus on the contractor that the things they may run into based on their experience and records available to them, you know what I mean? Why are the taxpayers paying and, you know, setting aside additional money when the contractors say, here's the deal, here's, you know, based on your experience and records available, you know?
Yeah. It's a good question.
If they want a low bid and then ask us to come back to us and want another $18,000 and stand by it, and as we know, human nature says if there's something available like that, then there isn't the strong desire to try to maintain within that. That's my concern on, you know, going above and beyond. And then secondly, I know the city manager is here. My question would be, maybe other members of the board of the mayor can answer. We have money in the budget. Do we need to do that, set it aside right now, or can we deal with contingency matters as they come up and evaluate at that point? Dan?
I'll give you a quick answer to that one. During construction in a project like this, it's short term. Generally, the city manager and I will take care of them on a day-by-day basis. If something comes up, the contractor needs to know what's going on. We can't shut down operations for 2 weeks to the next commission meeting. You have to do it basically. You're going to pay the price anyway, and you're going to pay the contractor for lost time. You just increase the costs.
Okay. But right now we have about you're saying we have about an $8,000 contingency situation. I think we could, if it came to a major issue, we could have an emergency meeting and schedule that. And
I'd like to answer that too.
Yes.
It's not necessary to put this money in to a budget right now. We can do a budget amendment at the end of the project just as easily. We can keep the commission updated. I don't have any issues with that. What I did want to make sure of was that you were aware that there was a potential.
I respect that. I appreciate that information. Yes.
To address your first question with regards to what's the contractor's response, we have that discussion all the time throughout construction, obviously.
Right.
And the way the contract documents are is you have to interpret what is reasonably to be expected that the contractor is going to run into. We use the city's records as far as water main locations, sewer locations, service leads, those types of things. But say we encounter a service lead somebody didn't know about, and our intent is we're putting a new water main, we want to replace those service leads. Well, we have a per price foot, so we know what the cost is going to be if we have to add 20 feet, but it's going to be a cost, okay? Because the contractor can't expect, if we're paying him by the foot, to do that one for free because we didn't show it on the plans. And we don't know all of them, we use the best records that we have. So some of those things that you see in there are estimates. The other thing would be, is it reasonable, say, if the contractor is going down the road and he runs into something unforeseen, like some buried oil tanks in there, is that his responsibility? In fairness, no. I mean, nobody can anticipate that. If the city didn't even know about it, then why would an outside contractor know about those types of things? So it comes down to an issue of fairness. If they run into things because it's their fault, they break a sewer, they break a water main, it's shown on the drawings, those types of things, we do not pay them any extra. So it's not an open checkbook by any means, but there is a reasonableness factor that needs to go into all those decisions. And like you said, when we do have those types of change orders, they do come back to you for approval at some point.
I would definitely use that argument if I was representing the company. That would be my argument to the board. You know, we want it to be fair for them. Well, I want it to be fair for the taxpayers as well. So, okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Laura?
I guess When you say you want a contingency of 12 to 20,000, that's kind of a range. So say if we did a contingency of 12, and then if there were other needed amounts beyond that point?
12 was the low end that Larry recommended at 3%. And we've done grant projects in the past, the contingency line items range anywhere from 3 to 5. That's just a number.
Okay. I was looking here, too. This is just a comment. But where does this, there's only one tree slated to go in? Is that it?
That's what's on the plans presently.
That's correct.
And where does that go down?
That is on the west side, just south of the O'Brien building.
Okay.
By the alley. Or no, I'm sorry. It's all the way at the northwest corner of Ray and west side of Main, where we have a new bulb out that's been
okay.
Sitting there.
All right. And then the other trees stay, the big trees, except for the one, I think, up by this old, by the, across from the Presbyterian Church.
Yes. Yeah, that big one is over there.
Okay.
There's
any?
One at the corner of the school that needs to come down to.
Right. But I guess what I'm asking are, no other trees are going in then?
No, not on the plants.
Not on the plants. I thought we were going to plant like 60 trees this fall.
That's a separate program, but it's not part of this project.
But they can go, those 60 trees can go anywhere, right?
Yep.
So why don't we plan on doing those with this project or do, you know, I mean, on Vogel Street, you planted trees up on East Street, you planted trees, so why aren't we planting trees on this project?
Because it's all concrete, brick pavers and sidewalk, and it's about, what is it, $2,000 to $5,000 a tree for a tree well, plus a few hundred dollars for the tree.
But I mean, they don't all need tree wells.
In that area, pretty much the only place they wouldn't would be up by the church.
Yeah, up in that block area.
If you have and maybe Scott can answer this, or whoever runs the tree program, if you have money budgeted for trees to be planted, there's no reason they can't be planted on this project while it's going on.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
It's not going to charge this project money, right?
Right, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's no reason you can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Isn't it an appropriate time to do that if we're going to do it? It would be after everything is down, but maybe plan on it late fall. Or even early spring next year, but we've got it for this year.
Potential locations in that area are kind of tight. There's a lot of conduit in the ground between curb and sidewalk.
Okay.
We're going to be adding more conduit for the underground electric, the other utilities.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you it can't be done, but we'll have to look at it. The only place I know that I think it could work would be up in that last block to
Right. Okay. My feeling is I think we could use some along there. Make the town look a little bit better. But also the underground cable lines for all the power lines and everything are starting, I think, from the river, we said, all the way up to Ray Street, right? Be buried? So all those telephone poles are going to disappear
in that section. Let me address that because there's two separate issues to that. One
okay.
is, under this project, and you see in the bids, there's a bunch of conduits,
mm-hmm.
and these are blank conduits that will be installed as part of this contract.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, there's also a price from Consumers Power to actually put those underground
okay.
and then take out the poles, which is separate, which I'm not sure if the Main Street Board or whoever has approved that yet, or they're anticipating that. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's a separate issue. It's a little bit separate issue. We're putting the conduit in the ground for the power company, cable company, whoever, to bury their utilities, but there's a separate charge for that. It's not part of the project and not part of the grant.
Okay, so that's not part of this at all. Okay, so I need to be clear about it. Okay, I think that's about all I have.
Well, you've answered my questions. I support going with Team Elmer's, and I agree we should be prepared for some extra costs.
Tom? I appreciate being educated on the process, and I agree with Gene. And one comment on the trees, Laura. It's not that I'm against the trees, but I think it's too late. We've been through the design process. I don't think the 11th hour that we should or can add trees. I suppose we can, but I think for the reasons stated, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there. The bids have already been out.
That's not, no, the trees are a whole separate thing. The trees that we've already said that we're going to plant probably 60 trees this year around town. So why not use some of those 60?
And my only point
when
is...
When we plant them, we can plant some along there.
Well, maybe or maybe not because of the wiring and the
right.
cement and so forth. So I don't think it's fair to say we're going to add trees right now to this project.
I think we're miscommunicating here.
Okay.
The point is if we have trees available, which we are going to plant around town within the downtown area or within the city limits, that we maybe, if there's appropriate places to put them when this project is near completion, that maybe we should designate some of those to put in there. I mean, we're going to plant them anywhere, and it's going to cost the same amount whether we plant them there or some other street in town or some other location, right?
Andy has his hand.
Yeah, Andy.
Commissioner Sansom, we're getting ready to go out to bid shortly for our annual tree planting project. And as the project progresses, we will look to see if there are appropriate places to add.
Right, okay. I think we could add some.
Back to the commission to award that bid. We'll have, as usual, we'll have the locations where we're planning to plant.
I'm not talking in front of the co-op. I'm talking down, right. like by the old school and in the church area in there.
As construction progresses, we will look to right. see if there's locations, and we will include those in the bids for that.
Okay. Thank you. That won't be part of this, so yeah, I know it's separate. But.
Dan?
Andy's already covered it, and basically, excuse me, it's part of what I was talking about a couple of months ago. We've got the Flower Club wants a couple of intersections. We've got a lot of other things going on. There's a lot of conduit. We will look into it. There are a couple of places, but we're going to have to verify it. We might be able to get a couple of trees slid in. And I know Andy will look at it.
Okay.
And Mike will look at it when the time comes.
All right. Okay.
Anything else, Tom?
No.
Okay. Personally, I'm uncomfortable with accepting the bid from Team Elmers, and you know, it seems to me that in the past, our management team with C2AE and Dan and our city manager have done a good job of managing contingencies, but every once in a while we have contingencies. I think some of our other projects that where we've had wooden storm drains that were undermined or grease pits that were undiscovered, and you know, some of the corduroy streets we've had, it just surprises pop up with these projects. Mm-hmm. So I'm comfortable with going with the full $20,000 for possible contingencies, but and it's my understanding that the purpose of the contingencies is to guarantee the MEDC that the city does have the money available to finish the project in case there is contingencies, and I think that's the primary thing to focus on. It doesn't mean we have to spend it. It doesn't mean there's going to be surprises, but get it done the first time and trust our management team, which in the past has done a good job. So I'm okay to accept the motion to approve the project for Team Elmers, if that be your desire.
I move that the commission approve the Park Street construction bid from the low bidder, Team Elmers, for $617,500. Authorize the city manager and staff to complete necessary documents and any necessary budget amendment.
Discussion?
Yeah, the any necessary budget amendment reflects what? The 12 to 20? Or a specific number?
Not a specific number.
My suggestion would be the $20,000 up to $20,000 without additional budget amendments.
But is the 12 adequate at this point?
We don't know. It's not like we're opening up the checkbooks. We're guaranteeing, you know, it's a guarantee from us to the MEDC that we can finish the project, regardless of whether it came out to 12 or 15 or it didn't. There was no contingency, so it's just, I think, good bookkeeping.
Would you be comfortable, Gene, adding that to your amendment or your motion?
Yeah.
For what dollar amount?
Up to 20.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Okay, roll call.
Gaynard?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Normally we have an item called that we have good of the order. Is there anything from the commission for good of the order this morning before we adjourn? Darren?
Continuing to receive phone calls on Kirtland in terms about the complete sign of it and not just a small section of it.
I know I've received
a lot of frustration.
15 or 20 emails on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also received many citizens who, you know, support the project, you know, continuing till it's given a fair chance to, you know, resolve the problem too. So it's a tough call.
Yeah, the same a lot on Kirkland products and what's going on there. So are they going to be not running at all this week? Is that how I understood
it? That's what I was advised. And,
okay.
They've signed a contract with Kodiak, and I guess they were supposed to begin work yesterday, I believe, with the email that I received from our city manager.
Right. Okay, I just want to make sure I understood that correctly.
Gene, anything with you?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, it's 8:27. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Gaynard?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Good.